Chapter 20. Florence was once a walled city, its primary entrance the stone gateway of the Porta Romana, built in 1326. While most of the city's perimeter walls were destroyed centuries ago, the Porta Romana still exists, and to this day, traffic enters the city by funneling through deep arched tunnels in the colossal fortification. The gateway itself is a 50-foot-tall barrier of ancient brick and stone, whose primary passageway still retains its massive bolted wooden doors, which are propped open at all times to let traffic pass through. Six major roads converge in front of these doors, filtering into a rotary whose grassy median is dominated by a large Pistoletto statue depicting a woman departing the city gates carrying an enormous bundle on her head. Although nowadays it is more of a snarled traffic nightmare, Florence's austere city gate was once the site of the Fiera dei Contratti, the contracts fair, at which fathers sold their daughters into a contracted marriage, often forcing them to dance provocatively in an effort to secure higher dowries. This morning, several hundred yards short of the gateway, Sienna had screeched to a stop and was now pointing in alarm. On the back of the trike, Langdon looked ahead and immediately shared her apprehension. In front of them, a long line of cars idled at a full stop. Traffic in the rotary had been halted by a police barricade, and more police cars were now arriving. Armed officers were walking from car to car, asking questions. "That can't be for us," Langdon thought. "Can it?" A sweaty cyclist came pedaling toward them up the Viale Machiavelli, away from the traffic. He was on a recumbent bike, his bare legs pumping out in front of him. Sienna shouted out to him,
"Cos'è successo?"
"E chi lo sa?" he shouted back, looking concerned. "Carabinieri."
He hurried past, looking eager to clear the area. Sienna turned to Langdon, her expression grim.
"Roadblock. Military police."
Sirens wailed in the distance behind them, and Sienna spun in her seat, staring back up the Viale Machiavelli, her face now masked with fear. "We're trapped in the middle," Langdon thought, scanning the area for any exit at all, an intersecting road, a park, a driveway. But all he saw were private residences on their left and a high stone wall to their right. The sirens grew louder. "Up there," Langdon urged, pointing 30 yards ahead to a deserted construction site where a portable cement mixer offered at least a little bit of cover. Sienna gunned the bike up onto the sidewalk and raced into the work area. They parked behind the cement mixer, quickly realizing that it offered barely enough concealment for the trike alone.
"Follow me,"
Sienna said, rushing toward a small portable tool shed nestled in the bushes against the stone wall. "That's not a tool shed," Langdon realized, his nose crinkling as they got closer. "That's a porta potty." As Langdon and Sienna arrived outside the construction worker's chemical toilet, they could hear police cars approaching from behind them. Sienna yanked the door handle, but it didn't budge. A heavy chain and padlock secured it. Langdon grabbed Sienna's arm and pulled her around behind the structure, forcing her into the narrow space between the toilet and the stone wall. The two of them barely fit, and the air smelled putrid and heavy. Langdon slid in behind her just as a jet-black Subaru Forester came into view with the word "Carabinieri" emblazoned on its side. The vehicle rolled slowly past their location. "The Italian military police," Langdon thought, incredulous. He wondered if these officers also had orders to shoot on sight.